According to the Charter of Privilege preserved in the historical archive, King Carlos IV in 1792 named the village of Logrosán as Villa until then, thus ceasing to belong to the jurisdiction of Trujillo. Logrosán obtains the emancipation and acquisition of the title of Villazgo by paying 96,750 maravedíes that would be paid every 15 years perpetually and arguing, 560 neighbors, pharmacy, doctor and teacher of first letters, town hall house, warehouse, butcher shops, salt shop, secure prison and also public supplies. The title of town was requested among other things because of the danger and difficulties they had to go through to deal with their causes in Trujillo, such as evildoers and streams without bridges. On those dates the jurisdictional role was erected, locating it at what was the entrance to the town. This monolith, formed by a column of ashlars on a staircase of four steps, granted privileges such as holding fairs and periodic markets, tax exemptions and made everyone aware that the place had the power to judge lawsuits that arose in the region, to dispense justice.